This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Japan have created a roadmap for the next decade with investment, innovation, economic security, technology, people and regional cooperation at its core. He highlighted that special emphasis will be placed on strengthening ties between small and medium enterprises as well as startups of both nations. Inviting Japanese companies to make in India and make for the world, Mr. Modi announced that India and Japan have a set of target of 10 trillion yen in Japanese investments in India over the next 10 years. He was addressing a joint press conference after the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo alongside his counterpart, Shigeru Ishiba.
आज हमने अपनी स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक एंड ग्लोबल पार्टनरशिप में एक नए और सुनहरे अध्याय की मजबूत नींव रखी है हमने अगले दशक के लिए एक रोडमैप बनाया है हमारे विजन के केंद्र में इन्वेस्टमेंट इनोवेशन इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी एनवायरनमेंट टेक्नोलॉजी हेल्थ मोबिलिटी People to people exchanges and state prefecture partnership. ये प्रमुख बातें हैं.
Prime Minister Modi has announced that an action plan will be created for human resource exchange over the next 5 years. Both sides will encourage the exchange of 500,000 people from different sectors between India and Japan. As part of this, 50,000 skilled Indians will actively contribute to Japan's economy. The Prime Minister said that India and Japan are committed to a free, open, peaceful, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific. Prime Minister Modi has said that Japanese technology and Indian talent form a winning combination. While work is underway on the high-speed rail project, he noted that under the Next Generation Mobility Partnership, rapid progress will also be made in sectors such as ports, aviation and shipbuilding. He added that India welcomes the agreement between ISRO and JAXA for cooperation in the Chandrayaan 5 mission. Mr. Modi further said that the India-Japan partnership is rooted in mutual trust, reflects national priorities and is shaped by shared values and beliefs. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba said that India is bringing transformation to the world. As Japan and India strengthen their relations, he emphasized that both countries should leverage each other's strengths to find solutions to share challenges and support one another. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba exchanged a joint statement, the long-term vision document, on bilateral relations and the joint declaration on India-Japan security cooperation before addressing the press. Talking to media on Prime Minister Modi's two-day visit in Japan, Foreign Secretary Misri has said that Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba discussed the regional and global situation, and it was clear that in the midst of considerable geopolitical flux, the ties between India and Japan remain a pillar of stability in the international system. Foreign Secretary has informed that both the leaders exchanged a joint vision for the next decade. Foreign Secretary has said that both the Prime Ministers launched a Japan-India Artificial Intelligence Initiative which will strengthen collaboration on AI, particularly on areas like large language models, data centers and AI governance. He informed the Prime Minister will also invite PM Ishiba for the AI Impact Summit, which India is hosting in February 2026. The Union Minister of Coal and Mines, Sri Kishan Reddy, has hailed the Memorandum of Cooperation, MOC, on Mineral Resources signed between the Ministry of Mines and Japan's Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry. In a social media post, Mr. Reddy said that this MOC aligns with India's efforts to diversify critical mineral supply chains, which are vital for energy security, national security, and the goal of net zero emissions by 2070. The minister highlighted that as part of the deal, the two sides will exchange information on mineral resources and policies, including regulations, auctions, sustainable deep-sea mining, extraction, processing, stockpiling of critical minerals, and possible joint development of critical mineral projects. He added that this will promote joint investments in exploration, mining, and processing of critical minerals in India and resource-rich countries. India's real gross domestic product, GDP, is estimated to grow by 7.8% in April to June quarter of financial year 2025-26 at a five-quarter high. According to the quarterly estimates, the GDP for first quarter of current fiscal is released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.